Welcome. Thanks for tuning in today to I've Heard That Song Before. I'm your host, Joe Hunter, and today my co-host is Cleveland area author and jazz pianist, Les Roberts.
Hi, Joe. It's great to be back here again.
Well, it's always nice to have you here, Les, and you've chosen a great Rodgers and Hart classic tune, The Lady is a Tramp.
It's a wonderful song. I've done it a million times. I have heard virtually every great singer do it, and I never get tired of hearing it. There's so much going on within the lyrics and within the music as well.
And it certainly has been a favorite vehicle for jazz musicians ever since it came out.
Oh, yeah.
This is a song you might play at a jam session. Very popular with jazz musicians.
Oh, sure.
So this came from the 1937 musical Babes in Arms.
Babes in Arms was a Broadway show. Oddly enough, they never did a movie of the musical. But when they did the musical version of Pal Joey many years later with Sinatra, they gave him Lady as a Tramp to sing to Rita Hayworth. And it was a very electric moment on the screen, too. So I love Sinatra doing it. I love Sinatra doing anything.
Wasn't there a biopic done about Rodgers and Hart?
Yes, it was a very fictionalized biography version called Words and Music from MGM.
And was the song performed in that movie?
It was performed by one of my favorite artists of all time, Lena Horne.
Oh, well, great.
Actually, it was a very slight biography and certainly not very truthful.
Not very truthful, I know.
No,
that, yes.
But it was all tied together with every musical performer in the world getting up there and singing one of their songs.
There is one scene that's in that movie with Mickey Rooney and Drake that sort of characterized, I guess, a little bit of truth there was the difference between these two men. Lorenz Hart, very outgoing, extroverted, energized personality. When Rodgers and Hart met, I think Rodgers was very young, 16, 17 years old.
I think so, yeah.
And a quiet, understated kid. And there's a funny scene in that movie where he's auditioning a song to Lorenz Hart, I think might capture some of the difference between these two men. And of course, there was a tragic component to Lorenz Hart's life as well.
Yes, he was a very haunted man. He was an alcoholic. And all the wittiness and the fun that he put in his lyrics came from his own pain. He was a very depressed individual.
And died rather tragically, I think.
Yes, he did.
Drank himself to death.
That's right. That's right.
But boy, the wit that he poured into some of his lyrics. This song right here has got some of the great Larry Hart words.
Yes, it certainly does.
Well, you mentioned Frank Sinatra, and I think we should start there, Les.
You never start in a bad place when you start with Frank.
Absolutely. And of course, this is one of the real popular hits, hit songs, hit renditions of this great tune, Lady is a Tramp. So why don't we start with Frank Sinatra singing Lady is a Tramp. The lyrics are by Lorenz Hart. The music is by Richard Rodgers.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater and never comes late. She never bothers with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like crap games with barons or earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free fresh wind in her hair, life without care. She's broke and it's oak, hates California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She gets too hungry to wait for dinner at 8. She loves the theater but never comes late. She'd never bother with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. She'll have no crap games with Sharpies and froth, and she won't go to Harlem in Lincolns or Fords, and she won't dish the dirt with the rest of the broads. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, fresh wind in her hair, life without care. She's broke, but it's oak, hates California. It's so cold and so damp. That's why the lady, that's why the lady, that's why the lady is a tramp.
And that, of course, was Frank Sinatra singing our selected song for this week, Lady is a Tramp by Rodgers and Hart.
I love the tempo in which they did that. It was easy. It was swinging. It was fun. You didn't take it seriously for a minute. You know, the song was written as a satire, as a poke in the eye, actually, to the very, very, very rich New York wives of millionaires and billionaires. And when I was listening to some of this about how she won't go to Harlem in Ermines and Pearls, I was thinking of a film I reviewed on my other show, Greenlight Reviews, called The Women. And it's all about the women that Sinatra was singing about and that Larry Hart wrote about.
And I love to hear Sinatra sing those rhymes, the Sharpies and Frauds and Lincolns and Fords and great rhymes there.
And broads, of course. That's a word we don't use much anymore,
but
Frank always did. And it was always very funny, I thought. And there's also a line here, as I hitched and hiked and grifted from Maine to Albuquerque. Grifted?
That's a great word.
That means she was a con person.
A con artist, yes. Yeah. And there's also one of my favorite Larry Hart words in the verse, but social circles spin too fast for me. My hobohemia is the place to be. What a great line.
Wonderful line.
And the verse that we're referring to, which Frank did not sing, and you don't hear sung that often.
Very rarely. Yeah, very rarely.
Really nails that social satire. We're going to hear another great jazz vocalist do her interpretation of it. I'm referring to Suzanne McCorkle. And as we mentioned, this has been a favorite for jazz singers and instrumentalists for a number of years.
McCorkle was one of my favorite jazz vocalists. She died way too young, and I am so delighted to be able to hear her do this song now. And I love ladies like this. They're not really tramps, but they're fun ladies. And that's what this song is all about, how great this woman has got to be.
Of course, you're referring to the title of our selected song, The Lady is a Tramp.
I sure am.
Music by Richard Rodgers and lyrics by Lorenz Hart. And as I mentioned, we're going to continue with a rendition by great jazz vocalist Susanna McCorkle. And this comes from her 1993 album, Bessie to Brazil. And Suzanne, always one of my favorite jazz vocalists.
Oh, yeah.
Made a lot of great records on the Concord label. As the title of this record implies, she really had a wide range of things she could do, from standards to blues to the music of Brazil. She was very much involved in the music of Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Oh, yes. She loved that stuff, and I loved hearing her do it.
Yeah. Died much too young. Kind of a tragic ending there. She committed suicide. But I've heard her interviewed a number of times over the years and always was fascinated by what she had to say about the tune, her interest in a wide variety of subjects and a wide variety of different music. Always enjoyed listening to what she had to say. And of course, her records were tremendous.
Very inventive singer.
Well, we keep mentioning that this tune has been a favorite of jazz singers and jazz instrumentalists. And on Susanna McCorkle's album, we're going to hear a great jazz singer really have a lot of fun with this, as well as we're going to hear some tremendous solos.
You know, I listened to that and I immediately wanted to know who these guys were who were playing behind her. This is good. Good jazz music.
These are some top New York guys. Her musical director, who's producer of this album, is Alan Farnham, great, great piano player, who lived here in Cleveland, Ohio for a number of years.
I did not know that.
Actually, we were college students together at Cleveland State University in the early 1980s, and he went on to great things. And so we're going to hear some really good solos. Former Clevelander Ken Poplowski will be heard on the tenor saxophone, great trombone player from the Count Basie Orchestra, Robert Trowers.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, one of the top alto players in New York City, lady, Dick Oates. So we're going to hear some really soaring improv. Unless Susanna does sing the verse to this song that so perfectly sets up the social satire.
Absolutely. You're going to love hearing her do this.
This is Susanna McCorkle singing Rodgers and Hart's Lady is a Tramp.
I've wined and dined on mulligan stew and never wished for turkey.
Oh,
as I
verse.
Hitched and hiked and grifted through from Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, I missed the Beaux-Arts ball, and what is twice as sad, I was never at a party where they honored Noah Cad. But social circles spin too fast for me. My whole bohemia is the place to be. I get too hungry for dinner at 8. Love the theater, but never go late. I never bother with people I hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. I don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Don't dish the dirt for the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the green grass under my shoes. What can I lose? I'm flat, that's that. I'm all alone when I lower my lamp. That's why the lady is a tramp. Girls get massages, they cry and they moan. Tell Lizzie Arden to leave me alone. I'm not so hot, but my shape is my own. That's why I'm a tramp. The food at Sardi's is perfect, no doubt. I wouldn't know what the Ritz is about. I put in a coin and the coffee comes out. That's why I'm a tramp. Love the sweet, fresh rain in my face. Diamonds and lace. No God, so what? For Robert Taylor, I whistle and stamp. That's why I'm a tramp.
Wow.
And that was Susanna McCorkle singing our featured song this week, The Lady is a Tramp, words by Lorenz Hart and music by Richard Rodgers.
You know, I love her so much, but I really, really liked those solos. You know, I've always listened to the trombone, and I think this is not a jazz instrument because nobody can play it like that. You know, I love Tommy Dorsey being very mellow with his trombone. This was great.
You know, it's funny that there was only four horns on that, but it really felt like it was a whole big band on there, didn't it?
It sure did, yeah.
Great arrangements. Of course, as you mentioned, wonderful solos by Ken Poplowski, Robert Trowers, and Dick Oates. And she had an awful lot of fun with it, didn't she? She sort of personalized it. You don't hear that every day. That's why I'm a tramp.
That's right, sure.
She really made it her own there. And I also liked the way she recapped the I'm broke, it's oak, ain't got, so what, I'm flat, that's that, no dough,
hi-ho.
Hi-ho. Yeah, that was very funny the way she put all those together.
Also, in one of the verses, she sings, for Robert Taylor, I whistle and stamp. Now, for those of you who aren't 112 years old, Robert Taylor was a very big movie star in the 30s and 40s.
I've never heard that particular verse either.
I haven't either.
You know, this song has so many lyrics that don't get performed that often. And what's the Lizzie Arden reference?
Well, that meant Elizabeth Arden, and she was the cosmetics queen back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and you can still buy her stuff today.
I always liked that line, you know, tell Lizzie Arden to leave me alone. I'm not so hot, but my shape is my own.
Right.
I like the attitude. I think that's one of the things that's so appealing about the song to singers. I mean, there's a real confidence and a bravado to it.
I'm who I am.
Exactly. Take it or leave it. Exactly.
Right.
Well, when we continue, we're going to hear an instrumental version, and Les, I think we have talked about this gentleman many times. I believe he's one of the tremendous forces of the 20th century, truly one of the great jazz pianists and creative minds, and I'm referring to the great Errol Garner.
Yes, he was terrific. I saw him play a couple of times out on the West Coast. He was something else.
Well, you're very fortunate to have seen him live.
Yeah.
Of course, he has an awful lot of fun with this, and I think our listeners are going to enjoy this as well.
Well, I sure do.
We're going to now continue with an instrumental version of this classic tune. This is going to be performed by one of my favorite piano players, and I have to say, I'm envious that you said you got to see this gentleman play live, and I'm referring to Errol Garner.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He was great. He was just great.
This song, as we've mentioned, has been such a favorite of jazz musicians, and, you know, we hear this in Errol Garner's hands, and you're just listening to a wonderful spirit at play.
Very good. There was a great spirit there.
Well, why don't we just jump right in here and listen to Errol Garner. Garner's interpretation of this Rodgers and Hart classic tune, The Lady is a Tramp. Classic Errol intro. So playful. Mm-hmm.
Where did all this stuff come from?
And that was Errol Garner performing The Lady is a Tramp by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart.
I'm sitting over here trying to catch my breath. That was so great. You know, listening to his intro, it sounded like there were three different guys playing three different things on three different pianos. That was all Errol at all at the same time. He was so, so inventive.
That performance, too, contained all the classic Errol Garner-isms. The intro, which you're not exactly sure where it's going to go, how it's going to come out of it, just this open stream of consciousness intro.
Yep.
Of course, that driving left hand, that beat, you know. What was the classical piece? All of a sudden, then we, da, 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 da.
Lohengrin.
Yes.
The Wedding March.
Right, the Wedding March, the huge, grandiose ending.
Right.
Really just had all the classic Errol Garner elements there, didn't it? That driving beat.
He hits that piano pretty hard.
Oh, yeah. I have some wonderful footage of him on DVD. And Errol was a very short man.
Yes.
And he always traveled with two Manhattan phone books that he sat on. So he really sat very high.
And, of course, that strange sound you heard all through this tune was Errol talking to himself, humming,
grunting.
Mumbling, grunting.
We should have pointed that out to the listeners before the record played. That's one of the other characteristics of Errol's recording.
Yeah.
You always hear a lot of that, a lot of vocalization there.
If you love jazz and you love the piano especially, it is so great listening to just about anything he ever did. And when he swings like this, wowie.
His popularity really crossed over groups. He spoke to such a wide body of people, you know, not just jazz lovers. He really had a huge popularity.
That's right. I think if he were around today, and I wish so much that he was, I think that a lot of the people who grew up with rock and with punk and with all the stuff that 20-year-olds are into today, they will also listen to him and dig what he's doing.
If you like that driving beat, I agree with you.
Because yeah.
He played with such a forceful beat. Well, that was a lot of fun listening to Errol Garner play our selected song, Lady is a Tramp. And we have another vocal rendition. We're going to hear something from one of my favorite singers whose music has had a big influence on me, some of the records he made, and I'm referring to Lou Rawls.
Oh, he was great. He was great.
And we're going to hear Lou Rawls' interpretation of this great tune, The Lady is a Tramp.
In all the years that I was playing piano professionally, I don't think I ever did a set without doing The Lady is a Tramp, one of my favorite songs to do.
Oh, it's been really one of the most popular standards, particularly among jazz musicians.
Right.
Fun lyrics that have a fun attitude. We've been talking about that. Love the attitude of these lyrics.
Oh, yeah, they're great because basically what we're saying is this is a real person. This is a fun person. This is a person who is not stuck up or overly
right.
sophisticated.
Right.
This is the kind of a lady you want to sit down with and have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, chips, and maybe even a beer, and just have a great time. And she's one of those women that I kind of love.
And at the same time, sort of thumbing her nose at the pretentiousness. I like that, too.
Oh, definitely. Sure.
Definite attitude there. Well, we mentioned we were going to hear something by Lou Rawls, one of the great, great American singers. And this is Lou Rawls with a big band, kind of a different setting.
Uh-huh.
Of course, in his early career, he worked with small jazz groups. And then in the 1970s, he had some very popular hits that were on the radio.
Huge hits, yeah. Sure.
So let's listen to Lou Rawls singing our featured song, The Lady is a Tramp by Rodgers and Hart. This is from the album Rawls Sings Sinatra.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, but she never comes late. She never bothers with the people that she hates. That is why the lady is a tramp. She don't like crap games with barons and earls. She won't go to Harlem in her ermines and her pearls. She won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. And that is why the lady is a tramp. She loves that free, fresh wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, but that's okay. She hates California, 'cause it's cold and it's damp. That is why the lady is a tramp. Now she likes that free, fresh wind in her hair. She likes life without care. She's broke, but that's okay. The girl hates some California, 'cause it's cold and it's damp. That is why the lady is a tramp. I said, oh, that is why the lady, she is a tramp. She ain't got no money, but that's all right, 'cause folks like her, you know what I'm talking about. So they be glad to see her when she come around, 'cause they know they gonna have some fun, fun, fun. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the girl got it going on, baby. That's what's happening. You know what I mean? Yeah, buddy.
That was fun.
That was Lou Rawls performing The Lady is a Tramp by Rodgers and Hart. He certainly had a lot of fun with that, didn't he?
He really did. We were talking earlier. Lou probably shouldn't have scatted as much as he did. Let's face it, other than Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald, nobody really could.
Well, Mel Torme.
Mel, yeah, sure.
And Sarah Vaughan, but I'd have to agree with you. I think if I was producing that record, I think I would have tried to dissuade him from the scat singing. It sounded very kind of clunky to me.
It did, but the rest of the song was very, very well done, I thought.
The monologue, that's classic Lou Rawls there, sort of talking over there. That was really, right. I liked the way it ended there.
You know, when you listen to the lyrics and you listen to the attitude about this song and about this really great, great woman who doesn't mess with anybody. And we have talked about Rodgers and Hart themselves, and they were really, for all their huge success and a lot of money that they made, they were very real people.
Yeah. Well, Les, as you know, we always like to finish the show with a bonus track. We've chosen another classic standard that's a wonderful vehicle for jazz musicians and jazz singers, has been for a number of years, like The Lady is a Tramp, similar in that regard. And we're going to hear it performed by a gentleman I think both you and I would say is one of the great talents in jazz music, referring to Nat King Cole.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and this is going to be performed by Nat's original group. Of course, his first recordings were made with his piano trio, which included Oscar Moore on guitar, great jazz guitarist, and Wesley Prince on the bass. And that was the first group that Nat King Cole was recording with, and they had an awful lot of fun. So,
Early Nat King Cole.
Nat King Cole, yes.
A lot of people don't know about that. He was so great. Oh, he was so great back then.
Truly one of the finest jazz pianists to emerge from the 1930s and 40s. Very influential piano player as well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, since Lady is a Tramp has been such a great vehicle for jazz vocalists and jazz instrumentalists, I thought we would end with another song that is really so strongly connected with jazz performers, whether they be singers or instrumentalists, and I'm referring to The Sunny Side of the Street. And this classic tune was written by Jimmy McHugh, who did the music, and the lyrics by the wonderful, charming Dorothy Fields. And this comes from 1930.
Dorothy Fields was one of the very few female lyricists back in the 30s. And it's wonderful to hear how she put words together.
This song has been a favorite for jazz musicians and singers since probably right after it was first published. It's had such a long run in its popularity. I'd like to point out to our listeners before we play this record that this is a very early recording. So let's listen to Nat Cole and his trio, which features Oscar Moore on the guitar, Wesley Prince on the bass, and this is On the Sunny Side of the Street.
And get your hat, leave your worries on the bed. Just wreck your feet, mama, to sunshine side of the street. Can't you hear the pitching pat of the happy tune? Let your step life be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid, because the worries are over and the road's crossed over. Never have a sin, I'll be with that rocket alone, with gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street. Rest your hat, your coat, your best in case, leave the worries on the doorstep, going by and by. Just direct your feet to the side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter-pat, the rat-a-pat of the happy tune that you're still? Life can be so sweet on the side of the street that's burning. I used to walk in the shade with the blues on parade. I'm not afraid, cause my worries are over and the road is crossed over. If my number never comes out, we'll still be rich and rock and fellow, and we constantly be mellow. Go to the fair house feet on the side of the seat that's burning. On the side of the seat that's funny.
And that was the Nat Cole Trio performing on the sunny side of the street, or in this case, the side of the street that's sunny.
That was adorable. You know, that was very, very complex, the way they sang that song.
Yes, very clever arrangement.
I was very, very impressed. The other thing that I noticed in listening to it, they decided to sing Rich as Rockefeller rather than Rockefeller.
They obviously were having a lot of fun with it. And quite a tight arrangement, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
You could tell how that was a very early recording. This comes from a CD of the earliest recordings of that group. This is pre-1940. That recording came from 1937.
It's too bad. I wish somebody would get hold of it and, you know, take out a lot of the static and do something with it, because it's very, very worthwhile to listen to.
Oh, absolutely. And again, that was our bonus track, On the Sunny Side of the Street, written by Dorothy Fields, who did the lyrics, although I'm not sure how many of those lyrics she wrote, but based on her lyrics, I
based
should say,
on her lyrics,
and
right.
The music was by Jimmy McHugh. And our featured song this week was the wonderful Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart tune, The Lady is a Tramp, and we started with the classic Frank Sinatra, that hit, and then we continued with a recording by a wonderful female jazz vocalist, Susanna McCorkle. And we continued with an instrumental version of The Lady is a Tramp by the one and only Errol Garner. And we wrapped it up with Lou Rawls.
After hearing these recordings, Joe, I think it is vividly clear to anybody who was listening and paying attention that the lady was no way near a tramp. She was a great, great lady.
Absolutely. And Les, I want to thank you again for choosing this great tune.
I enjoyed so much listening to what all these amazing artists did with it. And I was just thinking about the Errol Garner version. I realized that I was sitting here listening and smiling.
He does have that effect on me as well.
He really made me happy.
Yes, well, it's been an awful lot of fun. Well, Les, we look forward, of course, to having you in and joining us here again in the studio and sharing your thoughts on some of these great tunes.
Ask me anytime.
Will do. You've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before. I'm your host, Joe Hunter. And my co-host this week has been Cleveland author and jazz pianist Les Roberts. We'll see you next week.
Hey, this is Aaron from No Simple Road. I'm inviting you to come hang out with Apple, Mel, and I as we talk with the musicians, artists, chefs, authors, and beyond from the world that turns us on. We're reaching into the improvisational music scene, the psychedelic culture, the festival world, and getting to know what makes the people tick that create those scenes. Come join us on the long, strange trip over at No Simple Road.